Someone once told me that the definition of a weed is any plant that grows where you don't want it to grow. That could be in a field, it could be in your garden, in the middle of the sidewalk. But a weed is any plant that grows where you don't want it to grow. But the irony of that is that the very same plant could be a treasure in one place and a weed in another. So hang on to that thought as we consider our parable in the gospel today. Sometimes it is very clear that an action is bad. Sometimes it's very clear that an action is good. But there are many times, I wouldn't say most of the time, but many times when the goodness or badness of an action is not so easily discernible. In fact, some instances where the very same action could be good in one case and not good in another. To me, this is the perfect instance of the wheat and the weeds. In the parable, the slaves offered to their master to go pull up the weeds that were sown by the enemy during the night. But did you notice the response of the master? He says, no, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. He says you have to wait until the harvest to separate them. Now, he doesn't say why you might uproot the wheat when you try to pull the weeds. There are two possibilities. One is that you are pulling on the weed, but they're too close together, so the wheat comes out along with it. The other is that you can't tell them apart early on. So you think you're pulling a weed when in fact you're uprooting the wheat. So what are some things that can help us to distinguish between an act that is good and an act that is bad? Well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that in any human act, there are three things that come into play: the object, the intention, and the circumstances. There are some acts that are always wrong, and not even a good intention can make them okay. We call them intrinsic evils. So murder is an intrinsic evil. Abortion is an intrinsic evil. Contraception is an intrinsic evil. Racism is an intrinsic evil. There's no hypothetical situation in which it could be okay. So what about something like missing Mass on a Sunday? That's a mortal sin, right? True. But that doesn't mean that it's an intrinsic evil. I might have missed Mass because I was in the hospital, or missed Mass because there was a sheet of ice on the roads, or missed Mass because I'm 90 years old and I'm not able to drive anymore. We begin to see a hint of the weeds and the wheat. My neighbor's not at Mass. But do I know for sure why? What I think is a weed might be wheat, and vice versa. So making this even more complex is the possibility that a human act has a good effect and a bad effect. So does the good effect make it wheat? Or does the bad effect make it a weed? Or is the answer that black and white? Well, in some cases, yes, the answer is that black and white. That's what an intrinsic evil is. It's always a weed, even if some might confuse it for wheat. If someone's cancerous uterus was removed, the intention was not to prevent a future pregnancy. The intention was to remove a cancer. So that hysterectomy was a permitted act, even though it had a bad effect that was never intended. That is completely different from a tubal ligation or a vasectomy, which is specifically intended to make the sexual act infertile and specifically intended to prevent a future pregnancy, which is always wrong without exception. But these fine distinctions of weeds and wheat don't have to just reside with heavy issues of sexuality and life. There are day-to-day actions where we can confuse the weeds and the wheat. Let's say that two people give a gift to Catholic Charities. But one was motivated by generosity and love. The other was motivated by tax consequences and my desire to win some votes. They might have the same result of helping the poor. But one of those acts is more like wheat, and one of them is more like a weed. And it may not be distinguished until the harvest at the end of time. I remember a time when a child got in trouble for saying something mean to his classmate. And his mom, in front of me, said, "Son, you can't say those things. You can think them, you just can't say them." I said, "What?" The point is not to look like wheat. The point is to be wheat. The wheat and the weeds might look very similar. You might not even be able to tell them apart. But the weed is still growing where it shouldn't be growing. In other words, either the object or the intention is not good. Can we be given the light and the clarity to see what that is? To uproot the weed and give the wheat the opportunity to flourish.